Josep Borrell backed Cuban anti-government protesters on Monday. Borrell said that Cubans have the right to protest and called on the government to listen to their grievances about COVID-19 and medical and food shortages. Borrell told a news conference following a meeting of EU foreign ministers that the protesting over the discontent is something that hasn't been seen since 1994. Thousands of Cubans protested Sunday in the largest anti-government demonstrations in decades. People expressed frustrations with the economic crisis and the government's response to the pandemic. Protesters chanted slogans calling for freedom, liberty, and unity as they marched in the capital, Havana. Colombian police said on Monday they could not share any theories about the murder of Haitian President Jovenel Moise. Police also said they respect the Haitian state's autonomy after 18 Colombians tied to the case were arrested and three others killed. Moise was shot dead early on Wednesday at his Port-au-Prince home by what Haitian authorities describe as a unit of assassins formed of 26 Colombians and two Haitian Americans. The assassination has plunged the troubled Caribbean nation deeper into turmoil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to confirm that all remaining lockdown restrictions in England will be lifted in a week's time. He'll also urge people to remain cautious amid a huge resurgence of the coronavirus. The Prime Minister is expected to say at a news conference that face masks and all social distancing measures will be lifted in England on July 19th. But he is also set to downplay talk of Freedom Day, given the sharp rise in new cases. This is VOA News. Pfizer says it plans to meet with top U.S. health officials Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization.